Hi, good morning, Yona. How are you?
Good morning. Floyd Jackson, you sent me an email yesterday. I apologize, I left a touch early. I have a question. Mr. Floyd Jackson's criminal history record, we pulled that, right?
Yes, we did.
Because it lists his date of birth as him being 1 year old.
Oh, you're right.
It's just a little weird. Oh no, here's the date of birth, 1972.
No, that data request. Hold on. Data request, date of birth, 2/29/2024.
It's
Yeah, you're
very
right.
weird.
Let me, should I
Just a second,
pull
no,
it
it's
up?
on the bottom. It says his date of birth is his name is Sean Jackson. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on because this guy, Sean Jackson's date of birth is 11/1/72, which would make him 25 plus 28 is 52 years old in 2 months, right? Then if you look at the date of the record, it was 1992 is robbery, but in 1992, I guess they was convicted then? I don't know. It's very odd. It says 1992, he wouldn't have been, if he was born in 72, in 92, he would have been an adult. It's just, the criminal history doesn't make any sense. And let me just look at his IDs, because I'm like a little worried about some sort of impersonation here.
I see. And I actually, I'm looking at his ID right now, and his date of birth states 1/25/1975.
So you have a problem here. You have to get his social security card if I have to guess. Because this is a problem. I don't think we're talking about the same person. You see, there's like a really issue, there's really serious issues with this criminal history. Even though it was from the state, I have some problems with it. And let me look over his documents while you're on the phone. His Fundman record is sort of good. I've never seen a letter that simple. It usually has more detailed information personal, but it does appear legitimate. Like it just says Floyd Jackson. Let me see here. Floyd. Here he is. Floyd Jackson. Let's see these records. Here's his IDs. So this is Floyd Lee Jackson, 12575. Where is his social from? We have his card.
So his social is on his phone. Do you need me to give you his social?
No, I want to see I want to see the card.
Okay.
Floyd
Oh, it's
Jackson.
on his phone. Yeah.
Floyd Jackson, 202-565-606. I mean, they do match. 12575. I'm a little worried. The date of birth is, I've never seen it wrong. And the name is wrong also.
Yes, I see. Sean Jackson.
You know how to do a social security records check?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Social. For employment. I think I have a login. It's through the Social Security Administration. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
All right, Monica, hold on 1 second, because Arlita said it's most likely that they have his file. The state police has his file mixed up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He's misfiled, and that's why it came back like that.
Oh, got it.
So that's a separate problem, because this is not his background check.
Got it.
You understand?
Yes, 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 I understand.
I think through Promise you can call them, like the same website you use for the background check, the phone number that you can call in and discuss this with them, that you can say, like, I paid $22 and you sent me someone else's record.
Got it.
Right? See if you can do that, because when I want his record. I have no reason to believe that his ID is not accurate, but this is not his background.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
See if you can get an answer from the it's not called Promise. It's called what's it called? Whatever it is, the website that you use for background checks.
Sure.
Starts with a P. If you can't make any headway on that, let me know.
Okay, we'll do, Yona. Thank you.
Yeah, keep the expungement record. The only thing that doesn't make sense here is his background check. We got that from the state. I need his real background check on file.
Okay.
So, okay?
All right, sounds good. I'll give them a call and I'll keep you posted.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.